Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Amen. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit him up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, we're going to go ahead and give our announcements. I know everybody is getting ready on their to celebrate their holiday. Glory to God. But let's go ahead and get the word. And then, amen, you can go on and have a good holiday. Word first, amen. And then you can go and eat barbecue later. How about that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. First of all, I want to encourage you, amen, if you missed it yesterday, tune in each and every Saturday for Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. It's a word from the Lord that will set you on the high. Good God Almighty, there's nothing like the Word of God to start off your morning. There's nothing like the Word of God in the middle of the day. There's nothing like the Word of God each and every day to help jumpstart your day. Glory to God. So don't miss it. Amen. Elder walk the dog as usual. Elder praise the house down. She gives you a word. If you listen closely, you can hear the word from the Lord as she give it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you on Sunday. I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministry. And I want to encourage you to listen to each and every show. Hallelujah. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are called the Hour of Power. I am the First Hour of Power. And Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Ministries is coming up next. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So please don't miss them. These are shows, amen, that will give you the lift that you need. It'll give you an encouraging word. It'll give you a word straight from heaven above. You know, sometimes I always say, well, I want to hear from you. It's good to hear from everybody else. And I said, Lord, now you show me what you want me to know out of the scripture. You know, so that's what we got to do from now on. So, Lord, I want to hear a word coming from the prophetic ministry. I want to hear a word coming from all the ministries that's getting ready to come. Come on, you know, you got to set yourself up and get ready to receive. Amen. The barbecue can wait. It'll be all right, I promise. Amen. And if you move on up on Tuesday, we have one word from the Lord, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Ah, amen. An awesome, awesome team, glory to God. It comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, then hook up with these two. You can inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And right here, I can tell you, you won't get nothing but the word of God and the truth of God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to tell them what you need. Go ahead and inbox them. And I can guarantee you they will get back with you. Hallelujah. They won't just blow you off. They'll get back with you. All you got to do is inbox them and let them know what the need is. Hallelujah. And then I want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many, many things. We only ask you for $25 or more. You know, I know you'll probably spend more than that on your barbecue. Here we go with the barbecue again and the red cups. Hallelujah. You'll probably spend more than that. So I encourage you to come on and partner. I know these ministries have been a blessing to you. You know, the Bible said don't go before the prophet without giving, you know, without something. Don't come before the prophet empty-handed. Hallelujah. You know, it said give and it shall be given. Good measures. Do you want good measures in this season? Well, I encourage you to give. Don't just because other things are happening and people are saying this is going on, glory to God. But you know what? You can't beat God giving. Ha, good God Almighty. But you know what? When you give a little, he'll give a lot. If you give all that you have, remember when the widow woman gave, she had two little mites left, and she gave, hallelujah, she gave all she had. She wished she had more to give, but she said, it's all I got. And all I got, I give to you, Lord. Oh, my God. And what happened? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Y'all read the story. It's in the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't forget to come on in and partner. And in partnering, like I said, you will receive many, 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 many perks. Hallelujah. You will get some encouraging words, and you'll get a chance to talk to our leaders, and you will get a chance, hallelujah, to be fed the word from on high. So come on in, glory to God, hallelujah, and see what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in this season. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I have a word, hallelujah. Amen. Jackson, listen closely, hallelujah. Jackson, you are going up. You are climbing the ladder, but what's happening? You're closing your hand too tight, and can't nothing get out. Hallelujah. So you got to remember to always give. You know, God is taking you to heights that people around you are not going to even believe. I see you opening a chain of businesses. So I encourage you to continue. Amen. Glory to God. In God's word and give. Hallelujah. Don't just continue to hold everything tight, because if you let nothing out, then nothing can't come in. Hallelujah. You know, it's that blessings go, you know, prayers go up, blessing flows down. So, you know, if money's going out, then money's going to come in to you. So don't hold your hand too tight. You're going to have a chain of businesses. Glory to God. I see the chain. Hallelujah. My God, that God wants to open up for you, but you're holding your hand too tight. You're clenching to it, Jackson. So I said, open up, hallelujah, glory to God, and begin to give to those that you know that's going to use it, amen, for the kingdom of God. Now, I'm just going to say, some don't, hallelujah. But you know, you got to be, in order to get blessed, you got to be a blessing, you know. So open up, hallelujah, and begin to give more and see what God will do for you, hallelujah. And man won't continue to tell you no. So everywhere that you went and they said, well, I want to get this, to open up this business, and I want to do this and I want to do that, you know, and they've been telling you no. Out of all the no's that you got, hallelujah, you're going to get all yeses, but you got to begin to give and give more, hallelujah. You see, the woman gave just the two, all she had, the two mites, hallelujah, glory to God. She gave all she had. That's when you know that you know that you know, huh? You believe that he can multiply, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. So just remember, hallelujah, don't keep holding your hands so tight. There's nothing going out, hallelujah, and nothing's going to come into it. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on, hallelujah. I won't take prayer requests on today, but if you desire a prayer, just inbox me. I have a page, our prophetess Martha Williams, hallelujah. You can inbox me on Facebook, and I will get back with you, amen, and I'll answer your prayer request. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go on, amen, with our message on today. Hallelujah. But first of all, I'm going to hold myself in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that there's a stirring and a shaking in the spirit realm on this day, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to shake up and stir up, Lord God, everyone that has had a no, Lord God. That want to open a business, Lord God. I say give them wisdom and knowledge even the more, Lord God, to get what they need to open these businesses, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that have a no, Lord God, then I know, Lord God, you'll give them a yes, because that's a yes praise, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you, God, and I give you the glory, I give you honor, and I praise your heavenly name on high. Father God, we come against every spirit, Lord God, every tormenting spirit that tries to torment your people, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those spirits, Lord God, that try to ride them even at the night, in the midnight hour, oh God, oh my God, and make them feel feel like they're losing their mind, I come against those spirits right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast them in the pit, oh God, from which whoever sent them, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I loose the peace upon them, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I ask you, God, to give them, Lord God, everything that they need. Give them the peace of God. Let it rest upon their shoulder like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it rest upon their shoulder like a dove, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, and I give you the glory. I give you honor, and I give you the praise on high, because we know that nothing is too hard for you. Everything, Lord God, that we need is always in you. Everything that we desire is in you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's in you that we breathe the air that we breathe, oh God. It's in you, Lord God, that we flow, Lord, from heaven on high, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's in you, Lord God, that we should have our faith, Lord, not in man, but in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. It's in you, Lord God, that every miracle happen, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, not in the doctors, Lord God, because you have control of them, oh Lord God. Not in the medicine, oh Lord God, because you have control of the medicine, in the name of Jesus, because it's in you, Lord God. Everything, Lord God, that we have should be riding on you, Lord God, and not in man-made, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that our faith is ever yet increasing, Lord God, in you, because you said without faith it's impossible to please you, oh Lord. We want to please you, Lord God, and not man in every way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those who are sick, those who are shut in, oh God. Lord, we ask you to go by, Lord God, and heal them, Lord. Touch them where they hurt, Lord God. Whether it's joint pain, knee pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whether it's they're hurting in their heart, Lord God, for loved ones who can't see them, Lord God, in the nursing homes and in the hospitals. Lord, touch them in a mighty way, oh God. Give them the strength that they need, and let them know that they're not alone, that you're there, that you'll never leave them, God, nor forsake them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you the honor, oh Lord God. We praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to learn that you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Not in man, hallelujah. When you go in, amen, to a doctor's office, you pray before you get there. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you guide his hand, Lord God. Guide his mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then what medicine? Because sometimes God heals one way and then he'll heal another. Sometimes he'll heal you, amen, glory to God. That's that miracle healings, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. And he'll heal sometimes through his medicine, hallelujah. So you got to understand before you go in, say, Lord, whatever's going on with me, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to guide this doctor's hand. Guide this doctor's mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Guide his footsteps, oh God, as I go in this office, Lord God. Don't let him give me something, Lord God, that I shouldn't have, in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell him what to give me, Lord God, so it can correct whatever's going on wrong, in the name of Jesus. You better learn how to pray in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think where people are falling short at is they've left prayer, hallelujah. They're going on thinking they can do everything and anything on their own, but it's not like that. You better learn how to pray, hallelujah. When you get in your car, stop, take a deep breath, and pray, glory to God, because you have so many people now that's driving up and down the roads, hallelujah, and they're road raging, and they just seem like they're out of their mind, and hallelujah, and they're throwing signs at you, not good signs, glory to God. They're throwing you the fingers, hallelujah, glory to God, and you can see them working their mouth, and they're cursing, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, you're sitting over in another car, you can tell what they're saying, hallelujah. Even though you ain't in the car, you can still tell, glory to God. So you better pray when you get out on that high, before you get out on that high. I know sometimes whenever I get ready to leave home, glory to God, and I'm like, okay, hold up, wait a minute. I'll get in the car, so wait a minute, hold up. I forgot to pray. And then I'll pray, hallelujah, before I pull out, because I want to make sure, you know, that he's there. I know if I call him, he said, I call him anytime I want to. I don't have to just call him, amen, one time a day. I can call him anytime. and he'll be there. He'll come on by and he'll see about me. Glory to God. So remember to pray before you get on that highway. Hallelujah. Not just for yourself, but you better pray for the other ones too. Because when I get out there, I say, Lord, hold up. Wait a minute. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare them on the left, stay on the left, and them on the right, stay on the right in the name of Jesus. Lord, let me not cause an accident, Lord God, and let no one come and run into me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your angels camp around this car, oh my God, to lead and guide me, Lord, up safely down the highways in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So learn how to pray, hallelujah. Let's turn around and go back to prayer, hallelujah. You know, people can pray about a lot of stuff, and some of the stuff you pray about, you don't need. Hallelujah. You know, you got to have some target prayers. If I need healing, I'm going to say, Lord, Lord, I need you to heal this body and make it whole. Hallelujah. There's no need in me praying for money if I'm sick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if I need money, I say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I need you to send me a financial blessing. Lord, this is what I need. I need the $1,000. I need the $50,000, Lord God, because I want to open up this business. And Lord, you know, Lord, and listen, when you open up your business, don't forget. Hallelujah. Make sure you give what belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. So many times you run into a tight and you're, well, Lord, you know I can't give you yours now. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Hallelujah. Say, so, Lord, I'm going to give you yours, and then don't give it. He's going to come back for it. You better know it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's go ahead and get into our message on today. I'm going to be coming from Hebrews chapter 11. And I know this is a familiar section right here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, 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 it is. You know, we always talk about faith, but you know, some people say, yeah, I got the faith. But you ain't, you know, he dealt every man the measure of faith. He gave mustard seed faith. But your faith should be growing by now. You should have more than just a little bit of mustard seed faith. It don't take but a little bit for you to believe that Jesus is Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. But you want your faith to go to another level. And that's when you got to read this word. You got to meditate on it and hear what he's saying to you. Hallelujah. See what he's saying to the saints on today. You know, everybody get it twisted. Says, what is he saying to the church on today? Well, he's not saying it to a church building. He's saying it, amen, to you. It's the body, hallelujah, that he's coming back for. He's not going to come back for bricks and mortar. Hallelujah. Glory. The bricks can't move. Oh, my God. The pews can't move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But guess what? We were created to praise him so our lips can move. Our heart can turn to the Lord thy God and stay focused on what he wants us to do. Glory to God. And that's what he wants. Hallelujah. The bricks can't move, so don't get it twisted. Let's move on. I'll let it on today. Hallelujah. Chapter 11 of Hebrews in verse 1. Now faith. Not yesterday, not next week, hallelujah, not last year. You know, some people, they have the same testimonies, but you know, you should ever be yet increasing in your faith. From day to day, things are happening. Don't you see it? So you got to have more faith. And the only way you're going to get that faith, hallelujah, the right now faith that you need is to read this word and meditate on it. Let's go ahead with verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, it's easy to say I got faith if I got $1 million that I can go and put my hand on it and just go ahead and do whatever I want to do. Yes. Hallelujah. Your faith is really not in God. If your faith is really in the $1 million that you already got. I see them. I see them. Entrepreneurs, and get ready, get ready, get ready. Don't be selfish with your money, though. Be careful. Hallelujah. But don't be selfish, entrepreneurs. Just be careful. Hallelujah. But you know, it's easy to say, I got faith. I believe. I believe God. I believe. You can believe all day whenever you can go and put your hand on it. But when you can't put your hand on it, do you still believe? Glory to God. My God, I remember, hallelujah, I know y'all say yes. Yes, I went through a lot in my whole life, but you know what? It's all dedicated, amen, to the Lord to get me to this point, and I thank God for it. Amen. Now, it ain't good when you're in the fire. Yeah, but think about it when you come out of the fire. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. That's when everything starts to come. Amen. The things that you've been hoping for and waiting for and you've been believing God for them, and you could continue and you continue. Amen. And then sometimes it just seems like nothing happened. But then you're right there on the edge of that breakthrough. And then you say, Lord, I just don't know. I just keep on and I continue on. But, Lord, it just don't seem like something ain't right. Something ain't going right here. And I'll break down and say, Lord, hold up. Is it something I need to do or something I'm not doing? Because I want to check myself to see why. Oh, my God, that what I'm believing you for and I'm walking by faith have not came to pass because I can't see it. Even though it's far off, I can't see it. I can't put my hand on it. He would always show it to me. For instance, amen, glory to God. For years and years and years and years, I said, well, Lord, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. I'm going to wait right there. I'm not moving. Hallelujah. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not moving. I said, okay, now, Lord, hold up. This thing ain't coming. Now, something wrong. So I had to check. You have to check yourself. You can't do it. Do self-examination on self first and make sure you're doing what you need to do. I said, okay, Lord, I don't see it. I just don't see it. I don't see it, Lord. I don't see it. I just don't see a vehicle. I don't see it in my future. I said, what's going on? I said, you know now. Come on now. Okay, I gave people rides to churches. I did all this. So you know how we do. We go back and we remind you, Lord, you know, this is what I did, you know, when, and this is what I did. And you said, go and pick this one up. People you don't even know. I went and picked up a family. Amen. I'm talking about a family. Glory to God. Amen. Picked up the lady and her five children. Glory to God. Thank God I had a big vehicle to put them in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I said, Lord, now you know I did all you told me to do. You told me to urge. I did that. I cleaned the bathroom. I did all that. Hallelujah. And I didn't complain. I said, Lord, I didn't complain. So now, Lord, I'm in need. I said, so I'm calling on you. You said, put me in remembrance of my word. You say, if I give, it shall be given. Hallelujah. You said, good measures. I want good measures. I don't want no car breaking down with me. I don't want nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And nobody else done had it run down and tore up. I'm going to flow up. I don't want that. Glory to God. For years and years, I just went on. Hallelujah. And then he kept showing it to me, showing it to me. Hallelujah. He started to begin to show it to me. I said, that's it. That's it. I said, okay, it's coming. It's coming. I just continue to pray. Wait. Hallelujah. I don't want to jump out there and do something that I know that he's not telling me to do. Because if I do, then guess what? It's mine. It ain't his. Hallelujah. And I know he's going to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. Everything gonna be ready, hallelujah. And people were praying all around me for it also. They said, you know what? It's gonna be all right. I said, I know it is, hallelujah. And so I contend to the faith, hallelujah, without wavering. That's what you gotta do. Even though you don't see it. The keys, hallelujah, were brought and put in my hand. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now I couldn't see them then, hallelujah. But he said, hold your hand out. So I hold my hand out. And the Lord came, amen. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me, hallelujah, and laid these keys in my hand, hallelujah. Although the car wasn't still there, but I knew then that it was time, hallelujah. He said, okay, it's time. All in God's timing, hallelujah. So I went out, hallelujah, and that's what I did. I got the car. Glory to God. But you know, sometimes people don't wait. They want to go ahead on and get it right then. And some say, well, you know, I work so hard and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that because I work hard. Yes, you work hard. He don't mind you enjoying some of your money. But glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, some things you can wait for and you don't have to go in debt for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. To verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You know, sometimes, amen, you can think, amen, a thing, hallelujah, and it's just not so. You say, okay, I got the faith to bring this to pass. But, you know, that's just not what you need, hallelujah. So you have to be careful. And sometimes when things come to you, it's not, amen, that's not God. Everything you see ain't God. Ooh, it's God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know I had the faith to bring that to pass. No, you better be careful, hallelujah. When you're going out there saying that everything that's coming is God, hallelujah. You walk by your faith, hallelujah, and not by his faith, hallelujah. So be careful with everything that comes to you, hallelujah. It ain't faith, it ain't God. Glory to God. Everything you see, okay, here come JoJo, hallelujah. Oh, JoJo told me I look nice today. Oh, well, oh, that's my husband. Glory to God. Hallelujah, he's sinning. You done jumped all around the house, done fell out, hallelujah, all over everybody. They got to pick you up out of the church. Hallelujah. And that ain't even God. JoJo ain't even saved. Hallelujah. First of all, now how do you think that's God? That's not God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. You know what? Hallelujah. He gave God a better sacrifice. Glory to God. He said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more sacrifice. You see, Cain didn't, because Cain killed Abel, because he was jealous, because he offered God a more excellent sacrifice. When you give God your best, hallelujah, that means you got some faith to believe that he is who he said he is. You ain't worried about what nobody else got. You ain't worried about what nobody else say. You're standing on the promises of God, good God Almighty. When you give God your best, then you won't have nothing to worry about. Even though if you don't get it right then, you contend to your faith without wavering. Hallelujah. You know, some people can be in need. Hallelujah. Okay, and then God will come. He'll answer their prayer. And then the next thing you know, hallelujah, something else come up. You can believe God for $2. You can believe God for $50, but it's hard for you to believe him for anything above that. That's when your faith has to grow. That's when you dig into this word of God and you stand on it, glory to God, without moving. Hallelujah. Don't get so caught up. Oh, my God, my God. I understand. I'm reading and praying on the word of God. Hallelujah. We give you the strength that you need to contend to your faith. But if you don't ever pick it up, pick the Bible up, hallelujah. It says faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So what are you hearing? Get out from around the negative people. Don't allow them to speak and put that junk in your garbage can, because that's all they want to do. Because once they have pulled you off the path, they don't care. Hallelujah. They'll go on and they'll do other things. Amen. They'll even take your ideals that you have given to them, and they'll go and they'll put them into action. The next thing you know, they are blessed in the city. They are blessed in the field. Why? Because they took what you said and they ran with it because they talked you out of it. Glory to God. But we learn we got to stand up and walk by faith and not by sight. Lean not to our own understanding, but seek him every word in prayer. That means you seek the Lord thy God to see. Hallelujah. Lord, if this is really what you want me to do, and then you got to contend and hold on to the faith that lies within you. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You got to speak it out of your mouth while you in your house. Say, Lord, I know you said I can have this car. You said, Lord God, that I can have if I give, Lord God, and I don't hold back on you. You said, Lord, that I can have, Lord God, if I walk by faith and believe that you are who you say you are, Lord God. You said it, Lord God. You said, you told me to put you in remembrance of your word. Put you in remembrance of your word, Lord. So I'll put you in remembrance of your word, Lord, that you gave to me, Lord God. You said, Lord God, if I continue, Lord God, in your word, Lord, it ain't nothing that you won't give. Lord, you said if I need a healing in my body, oh God, you said, Lord God, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you said, you'll deliver me out of them all. That's what I mean by holding on to the word of God and holding on to the faith that lies on the inside. Glory to God. Don't let nobody fool you. When you began to speak the word of God, when you began to stand on faith, everything around you going to start to fall. I'm going to tell you the truth. Glory to God. Things are not going to be the same. Hallelujah. The more you pray, the more, hallelujah, obstacles you're going to have. But guess what? When you hold on to his word and know that he said what he said, then it's surely to come to pass. Don't be that person who said, well, you know what, Lord, I believe you over here for this little $50, Lord God, but now, Lord God, look, I need you to heal my body, Lord God, and make me whole. I need you to heal my marriage, and then you're up today and down tomorrow. Hallelujah. You're up, down. You're almost level to the ground. That ain't God. Glory to God. He said when you stand on your faith, you continue to move by faith. Don't let nobody come and tell you what you can't have and what you can't have. Hallelujah. If he said you can have it, then you can have it. My God, my God. Walk by his word. Lean not to your own understanding. To know that Jesus is Lord and Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Believe in him. Hallelujah. And watch what he do. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 5. And by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he cleaved God. You see right here, by faith, he believed, hallelujah, that he would not see death. He was going to be translated up on high. Hallelujah. He wasn't going to die no horrific death. Oh, glory to God. See, you got to have faith to believe. You know, everybody say, yeah, God dealt every man to measure of faith. Yes, he did. But your faith should be growing. You should see, amen, if my faith grew from year to year to year to year, or did my faith just still stay the same right there, believing on the mustard seed faith? Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I want my faith to grow. I want my faith to produce, amen, something to, you want to leave a legacy. Hallelujah. So ask God to show you, Lord, what am I not doing? Everybody now is so busy trying to make plenty money. Hallelujah. But let me ask you a question. You can answer this in your own personal house, you know, amen. I can't see you. Glory to God. It's between you and the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Lord, am I giving like I should? Not just to give some strangers, but am I giving, Lord God, to a ministry? Or am I doing the right thing? Am I sowing my seeds? Or am I giving, Lord God, the way you want me to give? Glory to God. You know what? People will hardly ever have that conversation with the Lord. They won't ever. When it comes to money and people get to talking about money, oh, my God, I can feel it even here. Oh, my God. The people are clenching their fists and hallelujah. And they're saying, oh, you can hear him. Glory to God. But understand, it's not that he's trying to get something from you. He's getting something to you. Glory to God. And don't forget, hallelujah, when you get a raise, you should want to raise it up for Jesus. Oh, glory to God. He's not asking for it all. Hallelujah. But there are some that you can give him. Hallelujah. You can pay your tithes and give your offering. My God. Let's move on. Verse 6. Glory to God. But without faith, I want you to hear this, hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see right here, glory to God. But without faith, you can't please God. Hallelujah. You know, isn't it something how we can go and we can work on certain jobs? You know, Lord, Lord, I can believe you over here. But, Lord, I can't believe that you can take care of all this chaos that's going on, hallelujah, on my job. But guess what? He can take care of that too. It may be a few years down the road, even so, that he take care of it. But understand, it's not that he has forgotten, hallelujah, glory to God, but it's something there that he wants you to learn. It's something there that he's trying to work out of you to push you into your destiny. I had to learn that thing too, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. You know, being in the fire don't feel good, glory to God, it don't, because the fire can get so hot, it can get turned up. Sometimes you'll be like, Lord, help me now, you got to help me, because I'm about to do something here I don't like, Lord, help me now, glory to God. But you know, once you call on him, he will, he'll give you the means, he'll tell you what to do and how to do it, and he'll calm that fire, because he'll pour some water on that fire and calm it down and say, that's your last straw, you have treated my people wrong, glory to God, and he'll handle it, because I hear him say, he said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay. So whatever you're doing to my people, which are called by my name, I'm going to take care of it, because vengeance is mine, hallelujah. They ain't got to do nothing, because once they set it in motion and said, Lord, I need you to handle this problem. Lord, I need you to take care of all this chaos that's going on, Lord God. It's already done. He heard your cry, and he will answer it by and by. Good God Almighty. Let's move on to verse 7. Glory to God. By faith, Noah being warned, God of things that seem as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by these which he condemned the world, and became there of the righteousness which is by faith. You see right here, it said Noah, you know, when he told Noah, you know, to build the ark. But understand what he did, hallelujah. He moved, he was moving by fear. But you can't let your fear, hallelujah, overtake your faith. Let me say it again. You can't let your fear overtake your faith. Glory to God. You got faith to believe. See, Noah had faith, hallelujah, and his fear was trying to collide together. But what Noah did, Noah went ahead, and he built the ark, hallelujah. You know, he said, okay, Lord, you're telling me to build it, then I'm going to go ahead and build it. The whole time, you know, Noah was building the ark, hey, amen, and he was hammering the nails, and he was doing all these different things, and the people were ridiculing him. He went right on, and he built the ark, hallelujah, because fear and faith, hallelujah, they will collide, but don't let your fear overtake your faith and stop you from moving in the word of God. Don't let your fear come, hallelujah, and destroy what God is trying to build in you, hallelujah. There are some times when he will tell you to do some stuff, and you'll be like, well, Lord, hold up, you know, I got to back up on this. No, you don't back up, because that's fear. Understand, fear will come, but don't bow down to the fear. Know that you got enough faith to overcome, because God ain't going to go out there and tell you to go out there and do nothing crazy now. Okay, he ain't gonna go ahead and put you in no mess. He ain't gonna do that. He's not gonna cause no confusion. I was watching, amen, something, and this woman said, well, you know what? The Lord told me to go and tell them. So somebody had to tell him. No, he didn't tell her to go and cause that confusion. Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on now, hallelujah. He ain't gonna tell you to go and do sin. We are not tempted. God will not tempt us by doing sin. Glory to God. So just remember, that's not him. Hallelujah. So Noah went ahead on and he built the ark. Hallelujah. Just like he said. He was walking. He walked in fear. He was a little fearful in the beginning, but guess what he did? He went on and he built it. He didn't let his fear overtake his faith. So he went on and he built it. Amen. And he didn't like nothing, because everything that he needs, God supplied. And hallelujah. Can you imagine when the people were just talking about him and doing all kinds of crazy stuff? You know, they even told me the same thing. Okay. You are not a prophet. I did not ask you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I knew this, hallelujah, a long time ago, but I really didn't ask you, hallelujah, if I was or if I wasn't. That's what people get so tied up in and trying to figure out what other people are supposed to do. No, you need to remember, make sure, amen, like I said, do a self-examination. Say, Lord, is this what I'm supposed to do? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do for you? If I'm not, then, Lord, you need to show me. Hallelujah. Can people, you know, stay in your own lane? Some people bowl in other folks' lane. That's why they what? Strike out. Let's move on. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. See, Abraham went out when he told him, you know, him and Lot, his nephew, amen, they were getting into it. They were having all kinds of crazy things that were going on, and they were fighting against each other, hallelujah. And his herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen, and so it was time for them to separate there a little bit, just a little of a story, hallelujah. And God was telling Abraham, I'm sending you to another place. Hallelujah. Abraham didn't know, hallelujah, what was in that place. See, some of the places that God is trying to send you to, you don't want to go, but understand, your fear and your faith is colliding. Don't let it overtake you. He may tell you to go, listen, I want you to go over here, and this is what I want you to do. I just want you to go over here and tell these people that I love them. That's all you got to do. That's all I want you to do. Just tell them that you love them and tell them Lord loves you more. And then let it go. Hallelujah. He didn't tell you to go over there to hold up the Spirit of the Lord said. And you get this thing, and he didn't tell you to do all that. He just told you to go over there and give him a few words. And he'll tell you to go give him a few words of encouragement. But then hold up, you go over there, you want to hold up, let me lay my hand on you and get your heel foot up in the name of Jesus. Did God tell you to do all that? No, he didn't. Hallelujah. My God. See, he sent Abraham out. Abraham went. When he sends you out by your faith, go. Hallelujah. And just listen, and he'll tell you just a few words. Hallelujah. I went in a place, and I was sitting down ordering some food, and he said, I want you to go over here, and this is what I want you to do. Just tell, this is what you tell them. And so I went, and I said, hi, how y'all doing? You know, y'all having a good day today, husband and wife sitting eating? And they said, yes. And I talked to them for a minute, and I said, can I share something with you? Amen. Let me tell y'all something. You better come over here because we were taught the proper way to approach people, you know, so they will receive. And they were just so glad. Hey, amen. She just wanted to just shake in my hand, about to shake it off because she was just good, you know, glad to hear what the Lord was saying and said to her. And I was glad that I obeyed, because if I hadn't obeyed, glory to God, I would have been disobedient, hallelujah. But she was just so glad, and that's the place you want to be in. Just take it on and do what he say do. Don't go out there trying to, amen, lay your hand on them and push them down and all that kind of. No, that ain't that kind of party. Just don't do it. Don't let your faith and your fear collide. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Because we walk by faith, hallelujah, not by sight. Lean not, hallelujah, glory to God. A lot of times we lean on our own understanding, thinking we know everything is right. But we don't serve that kind of God, hallelujah. You better ask him, hallelujah, before you go and step out and do things that you know is not nothing to do with God, hallelujah. And he'll tell you, sometimes he'll tell you no. He always, amen. If I ask him something, amen, and I say, Lord, I ain't heard you now. I ain't heard what you said. You ain't said nothing. If he don't say nothing, then don't do nothing. Because a lot of times, way back in ministry, hallelujah, before now, way back in the day, hallelujah, I would ask, but I wouldn't wait on an answer. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can act too quick and you mess everything up. Hallelujah. But then after you mess it up, then guess what? You got to go through it. Good God Almighty. So just understand the whole fast. To your faith. Don't let your faith waver. Don't let it go to the left. Let it stay on the right track. Let your faith increase in God. Have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and telling you to move. Hallelujah. Believe on the Word of God. If you don't believe on the Word of God, then you ain't going to believe nothing. Hallelujah. So many times you walk around with your head up, stuck up in the air. Bring it down and say, you know what, Lord, I am going to humble myself and pray and seek your faith. I'm going to turn from that that's trying to tell me what to do, and I'm going to ask you what to do. Hallelujah. You'll learn how to pray the Word of God when you read the Word of God. Your faith will grow. Hallelujah. My God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Some people say, well, yeah, I got the faith. Yeah, I know I got faith. Well, your faith ain't producing nothing. I can't see no fruit coming from your tree. So you need to check yourself and say, Lord, why? No fruit coming from my tree, because apparently something's wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he will tell you, well, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to go and do this yet. I want you to hold on and do this first. Hallelujah. So if you obey and do what he wants you to do first, hallelujah, then you walk in my faith. And you say, what did he say? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Then you're pleasing God. You see, back here when I was saying how Abel gave a better offering, he gave an excellent offering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then Cain, hallelujah. And see, he got mad and upset and he killed him. Oh, my God. Ain't that something? So that's what you got to do. Keep your ears open and hear what he's saying. And a lot of people say, well, you know what? I don't know. I can't hear the Lord. Well, that's when you have to get along with him and spend some alone time with him and continue that each and every day. And then you can hear him. He's speaking all the time through his word. When you say, well, I don't know what this means. I don't know what that means. But you know what? You can find out what it means when you pray it out. And he will give you the meaning to everything in the word. He said, the Bible is simple. A fool may not err. Now, that's the word of God. I'm not calling nobody no fool. Get it straight. Amen. Glory to God. Because we got to walk by the faith of God. Hallelujah. Because in these last and evil days, he's going to call us to come out. Hallelujah. From where we are, glory to God, and begin to tell people different things and begin to lift people up on high and begin to tell people that what he want them to do and how he want them to do it. Glory to God. For those that are walking in, he's going to tell us, well, this person is not saved. So I want you to go over here and talk about me. Not go over there and make a name for yourself. Isn't that something, how when he sends someone out to go and you're supposed to be uplifting the Lord, our God? We serve a jealous God, so you can't lift yourself up. You go over there and you tell him about me. He said, tell him about Jesus Christ. Oh, how I died on Calvary so that they may be set free. But then you go over there and you say, well, you know what? I am a minister. Hallelujah. I am a prophet. I am an apostle. I am a pastor. I am a teacher. Hallelujah. I am a preacher. Hallelujah. That ain't even what he told you to do. Just go over there and ask him, so you know what? Can I share something with you? And sometimes you can go over and just hold a conversation by faith. God's going to give you that open door when it's time to walk in and tell them what he wants them to know. Glory to God. So remember, we got to walk by faith. You got to have faith, amen, to keep moving. And amen, nowadays, you got to have faith, amen, because everybody's just about to, you know, not going to say everybody, but some are just a little out of their mind, you know, and they keep thinking, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to catch this, and I'm going to, look, I talk about faith. I'm going to continue on, amen, with Jesus Christ. I speak to every germ and say, get back and behave in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. And that's what you've got to learn to do. You can't be a scared Christian. You can't be scared, amen, to go ahead and pray it and walk it. But let me tell you, amen, you got to walk it, amen, like you're talking. Hallelujah. Some can talk a good game, but they can't walk nothing. In this season, amen, you're going to have to walk it. And you go, if you're talking it, you're going to have to walk it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because people are looking at some, those that are saved. Hallelujah. They're looking and saying, well, you know what? It seems like they're so angry. Hallelujah. All the time. And they're snapping off. And you can't say a word to them. And hallelujah. Just different things are going on. Hallelujah. But understand by faith. Hallelujah, that you move by faith, amen, that you breathe, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, it's by faith, amen, that you wake up in the morning. It's by faith, amen, that you receive the word of the Lord on today. It's by faith, oh my God, that you are healed. It's by faith that I shall have more than enough. It's by faith that my cabinets won't be empty. It's by faith, hallelujah, that I can get up, hallelujah, and go to my job. It's by faith, Lord God, hey, glory to God, that I can get up and I can walk. It's by faith, Lord God, oh my God, that I read the word of God and I believe who you say you are in the word of God. It's by faith, Lord God, hey, that I'm healed. It's by faith, Lord, that I move, Lord. It's by faith, Lord God, that I see your face. It's by faith, Lord God, that I know I have eternal life. It's by faith, Lord God, oh, good God Almighty, oh, hallelujah, that my limbs work. It's by faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that my children are healed, that my family is well. It's by faith, Lord God, when I read the word of God and understand it, Lord God, better by and by. It's by faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So believe and receive by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's by faith. Hallelujah. My God, right now, faith, hallelujah, glory to God, good God Almighty, we serve an awesome God, we serve a God, hallelujah, when we walk by faith, hallelujah, he'll move a mountain, when we walk by faith, oh my God, it ain't nothing that we can't accomplish, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, remember, it's by faith. Hallelujah, a miracle-working God. Amen, hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God on today, walking by faith, Lord God, moving by faith, understanding, Lord God, by faith, Lord God. We believe the unbelievable, Lord God. We believe the amazing, Lord, because you are amazing, God, and there's nothing too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. It's by faith. I want to reiterate, don't forget to tune in to, amen, the other shows, Ministry Lane, A Voice of Two Worldwide Ministries. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. She'll be coming up next. Hallelujah. Go over and show her some love because Jesus is real. Amen. He died on the cross. Amen. Glory to God. And it's by faith. You got to believe to receive by faith. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior, Lord God. Come into my life. Oh, my God. Come into my life, God. I receive you, Lord God, by faith. I repent of everything that I have done, Lord God, even those thoughts that I've had that wasn't like you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord, and I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Amen. Contact me on Facebook. Amen. So we can take it to the next level by faith. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to give the benediction. Amen. And remember all the shows that's coming on Tuesday. Apostle and Pastor, One Word from the Lord. Amen. Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, Faith Come By Hearing on Saturday. Prophetic Corner Ministry, Prophetess Martha Williams on Sunday. And Minister Elaine Jackson, A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, also on Sunday. We're called the Hour of Power. Make sure you keep all these announcements in mind. Hallelujah. And it's by faith we're going to believe that you will be there. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday by faith.